My apologies, sir. I'm a little bit deaf. I actually have an infected sinuses, and I can't hear anything out of my right ear. So I don't even know if you can hear me properly. But it's, and I'm on drugs. So it's been a good week. Yeah. Now I know what little kids feel like when they have earache. I haven't had it for years, but it hasn't been much fun. But anyway, I've got a few things I'd love to share with you. But can I just share a couple of jokes? Hey, it's just an opportunity, right? Here's a confession of a store Santa. This reminds me, I used to go and sit on the knee of Santa Claus when I was a little guy in Adair Brothers in Gisborne way back. That's a long time ago. While I was working as a store Santa, a boy asked me for an electric train set. If you get your train, I told him, your dad is going to want to play with it too. Is that okay? The boy became very quiet. So moving the conversation along, I asked, what else would you like Santa to bring you? And the boy promptly replied, another train. Oh, that's sad. The right way to give. One Christmas, my grandfather gave me a box of broken glass. He gave my brother a box of Band-Aids and he said, you two share. Oh, that's mean. That's mean, isn't it? I like this one. I once bought my kid a set of batteries for Christmas with a note saying on it, saying, toys not included. I like this one too. This is so good. The office Christmas party is a great opportunity to catch up with people you haven't seen for 20 minutes. You guys are like this. What do you get when you combine a Christmas tree with an iPad? A pineapple. Oh, okay. What did Adam say before Christmas? It's Christmas Eve. Look, I got another one. I got to find this. I already had fun during the week. Made my day. I just began my Christmas Eve service. The electricity in the church failed. The ushers and I found some candles and placed them around the sanctuary. Then I re-entered the pulpit, shuffled my notes and muttered, now where was I? A tired voice called out right near the end. Look, there is one more. I like this. This is good, this one. Three buildings in town were overrun by squirrels. The town hall, the hardware store and the church. The town hall brought some cats. But after they tore up all the files, the mayor got rid of the predators and soon the squirrels were back. The hardware store humanely trapped the squirrels and set them free outside town. But 3 days later, the squirrels climbed back in. Only the church came up with an effective solution. They baptized the squirrels and made them members, and now they set them only on Christmas and Easter, and now they see them only on Christmas and Easter. sorry. Look, I just... Oh, dear. I think I'm losing it, but can you hear me? Okay, I've called my talk, which will take 7 minutes. I've timed it. By the way, I brought this along. Every Christmas I open this. Sorry, Chrissy. I just love this. Isn't that cool, kids? Look at this. See that? Pass it around. That's cool, isn't it? Have a look at it. What do you think about that? That's just what we've been doing today. It's Jesus in the manger. Isn't that awesome? Yeah, look. Isn't that cool? I bring that out every year. I love it. I'll just put it there. You guys can look at it later on. But I've called this talk today, The Gift. The Gift. So today, it's obvious. Today we celebrate the birth of Jesus. On the 25th, on the 25th of December, we'll be joining millions of people around the planet remembering the birth of the Christ child. I also believe that we'll be joining the heavenly hosts as we sing and as we worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We can't see them, but I believe that we'll be joining with them. The birth of Jesus was prophesied around 500 years ago before Christ was born and beautifully recorded by Luke in the New Testament. Now, I've asked Olivia Cowley if she'd come up and read from Isaiah 9, 6 and 7 and also from Luke 2, 4 to 7. And you've got a wee test me, haven't you?
Yeah. So last Sunday I sprained my ankle and I was on crutches until Thursday. Thursday morning I couldn't put any weight on it whatsoever. And then by Thursday afternoon I was just walking like this around the house. So someone's been praying for me, or the big man upstairs has been helping me out, so I can walk on it again. No, I need it. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Beth, So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her, for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them at the inn.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you can clap her. That's good. But scary coming up here. So we've actually had references to that this morning with the... I love what you guys did. Incredible. We should clap these guys again. Yeah? Yeah? Wonderful. Since the birth of Jesus 2,000 years ago, the world has never been the same. With Jesus, the Son of God, the kingdom of God, with Jesus, the Son of God, the kingdom of God came to earth, his kingdom had come. Jesus, the King, he reigns, and his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Jesus, this one solitary life, changed the world forever and ever. You know, last year I shared this article written in the Irish Echo newspaper on the 27th of December 1969 by a reporter, James Allen Francis. I had a lot of people comment to me about it afterwards, and some actually asked for copies of it. But I thought I'd read it out again today because I think it's a neat summary. It kind of brings the whole reality of what we've been hearing about this morning back into presence. Born in an obscure village to a peasant woman, worked in a carpenter's shop until age 30. He never owned a home, never wrote a book, never visited a big city, never did any of the things that usually accompany greatness. I'm far within the mark when I say that all the armies that ever marched, or the navies that were ever built, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man upon this earth as powerfully as this one solitary life. Jesus came to reconcile mankind to God, the creator of the universe. Jesus came to restore to man the opportunity to be in the Father's presence. Jesus came to introduce a new and living way, a way of love. Jesus is love. He loved the Father. He loved as the Father, God loved. Jesus, I've said this many times, but Jesus is perfect theology. Jesus is the gift of life. Jesus is the gift of true love. Jesus is the gift of hope, joy, and peace, of shalom. Jesus is the way. And we've heard about that today. Today we are offered Jesus as a perfect gift. Through Jesus, this one solitary life, it is possible for us to live lives of love, to constantly be in the Father's presence, to carry His love and His presence wherever we go, and thus to impact the communities we live and work in. So I think the challenge before us this Christmas 2016 is this: will we unwrap this gift? It's one thing to be given a gift, but will we unwrap this gift of Jesus? Will we receive the gift, the supreme gift? And will we walk in this new and living way, a way of love, a way of His presence? And will we share the hope and the peace and joy with those around us in some sort of tangible and meaningful ways? As we springboard, and I really believe this is something the Lord has given to us, as we springboard into this new year, 2017. You know, in 2 Corinthians 9:15 it says, "Thanks be unto God for this unspeakable, indescribable gift, the gift of Jesus." What will we do with this gift this Christmas?